depending on the form of the radioactive source, whether it's solid, liquid, gas, dust, aerosol, and the type of radiation, be it alpha, beta, or gamma, there are various possibilities about how to protect yourself and how to limit the exposure as much as possible. Exposure depends on a few of the following factors. Time. The dose of the radiation is related to the time spent in the source vicinity. So the shorter the exposure time is, the lower the doses. Another aspect is distance. Radiation intensity decreases sharply with distance according to an inverse square law. This means that increasing a distance by 2 times, the intensity of irradiation decreases by 4. Therefore, the greater the distance from the source, then the lower the dose that would be acquired. And finally, shielding. Mechanical protection can significantly reduce the radiation exposure. The easiest situation is for alpha particles, as they are shielded by a sheet of paper or any protective clothing. For most beta particles, thin aluminium or steel layers are sufficient. The bigger problem is for penetrating radiation, for example gamma, neutron or X-ray. Here you have to be behind concrete walls, or special protective means have to be used. Apart from the type of radiation, there are 3 main aspects which affect the radiation exposure. These are time, that is, the dose of radiation is related to the time spent in the source vicinity. So, the shorter the exposure time is, the lower the doses. Distance. Radiation intensity decreases sharply with distance, according to an inverse square law. This means that increasing a distance by 2 times, the intensity of irradiation decreases by 4 times. Therefore, the greater the distance from the source, the lower the dose would be that is acquired. Shielding. Mechanical protection can significantly reduce the radiation exposure. The easiest situation is for alpha particles, as they are shielded by a sheet of paper or any protective clothing. For most beta particles, thin aluminium or steel layers are sufficient. The greater problem is for penetrating radiation, such as gamma, neutron or X-rays. And there you would have to hide or stand behind a concrete wall, or special protective means have to be used.